Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see oceanside relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. 56% of job seekers say their biggest challenge is finding a job that matches their qualifications, according to an Express Employment Professionals Harris Poll survey. The job search can be a lonely process, but Express Employment Professionals can be your one connection to finding a job that fits. Each year, hundreds of thousands of people find work through their local Express office. Find the location near you at expresspros.com. With no fees for job seekers, visit expresspros.com.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the Best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
Charles Barkley came out with a strong comment. He was talking to Mike Greenberg on ESPN today. Well, was it? I believe it was today. Yep. And do we have it? So I'm just going to let you play it. Here it is.
No disrespect to LeBron or Giannis or anybody. James Harden might be the best basketball player in the world, period. That style in Houston was never going to win, but he has adapted and changed. I think he is a little bit better defensively. You got to give that man some credit.
All right, go ahead, Rob. I'm going to let you have this one first.
Yeah, and you know what? He didn't go over the top. He said Mike. He used the word Mike. I'm cool with what he said as far as where Harden is playing, the transformation from what Houston was. And we know, Chris, he led the league in assists before, and we knew he had that skill. But the way to come to a team where you're asking to come there with two other guys who had come there as free agents and had planned this whole thing to interrupt the party and bring his ball with him, you know, and all that, and to do what he's done, which has been, I've marveled at it. I can sit here and act like I'm not. They just keep winning no matter who's playing, and the constant is James Harden. Chris, that's the constant.
The constant. You are not lying about that.
Am I right?
Because Kyrie is out. It seems like on average is probably at least once every 2 weeks. On average. You know, obviously he had the 2 weeks where he took off. But then, you know, every few weeks he misses a game. And now he's off these next three or the next two now. And then, of course, Durant hasn't been there. So I feel you. I'm going to say this first, Rob. I'm not surprised by what Harden's doing. I have felt like he's always had these skills. And you may remember when the trade was made, I didn't know if it would work out this way, but I said, if the Nets are smart, then Harden should be the point guard. Kyrie should be the two. I wasn't sure if Kyrie would accept it. And then obviously you got Durant in the front court. That's because Harden is a straight up playmaker. He is more of a playmaker than Kyrie. And then most of these point guards in the league today. I mean, and that includes Steph and Damian Lillard, all the greatest point guards. Most of them are, they can pass. Steph is a really good passer, and so is Kyrie and some of the others. But they are score-first guys. They average 6-7 assists a game. Harden, Harden's averaged 10 or more the last 3 years. And I know some of that, you know, assists aren't always an indicator of a guy being a true point guard. Because, you know, an Allen Iverson, a Russell Westbrook, they're true scorers. But they get their assists by, you know, they're going to score. Oh, the defense has locked me up. Now I'm kicking it to somebody, and then you get a bucket. Harden is setting dudes up. And I think Barkley said it right. Because my general rule, Rob, is you don't earn the mythical title of best player in the world in the regular season. You get the MVP award and all that from the regular season. But best player in the world, that's generally something that you really do your thing in the playoffs. It doesn't mean you win the championship, but you get busy. And you weren't the reason or any factor in y'all losing because you did your thing. Your team just wasn't good enough. And so I'm not ready to say Harden's the best player in the world, but what I am ready to say, Rob, is he's in the discussion. I think he's playing better. Who's playing better? Nikola Jokic is playing well. But I take Harden.
Chris, I'm going to say this about your NBA writer brethren. If they could really look at the league, where it is now, who's playing, what team is doing what, and not identify James Harden as the best guy playing right now. That's no disrespect. Not like any other guys aren't playing. I'm not saying that.
Right.
Like but if you can honestly look at what's going on, where he's playing without his other pieces, and they continue to run. I asked in the pre-show meeting, I'm not sure, Chris, what did I say? They've won nine straight games against Western Conference?
I believe so. And they've won 16 of their last 18. Beaten every contender or pretender, meaning close to contender,
right,
in the league. Period.
Who have they
last
not
night,
beaten?
They go into Portland and beat Portland. And Portland
was
has CJ
off,
and Lillard.
Yeah, and they were coming off an embarrassing loss, Chris,
right,
on Sunday. So they have reason to bounce back. Am
yep.
I right? At home.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And to your point, Rob, NBA.com, and look, we respect all these cats.
Yeah. Oh,
they got
no,
Harden
I'm just saying,
six.
Definitely. How?
They got Harden six.
There ain't no five
in
guys
the MVP
better, Chris.
Race.
Sorry.
Six.
There are not five
I, only
guys
thing
better.
I can say, and this is their prerogative, I think some guys, because I've seen other places where he's fourth, he's fifth, whatever. I think some guys are clearly holding Houston against him. That's all. That's the only thing that I can see. Because if you just look at it as basketball, who's what a guy is doing on the court, no one is playing better. And typically, Rob, we, you know, when a guy has another superstar or two on the team, that hurts you in the MVP voting.
No doubt about
Shaq
it.
Shaq and Kobe
never had
right.
a lot of MVPs because of that. We get
right.
it.
But it's not unprecedented. Bird won three straight with McHale and Parrish. And
Dennis
Johnson.
Those are all Hall of Famers. So,
yes.
So, right.
Magic won his three with, you know, Worthy and Kareem was there, I believe, one of them. And then LeBron, Rob. Here's the thing. LeBron won two in Miami with Wade and Bosh.
Right.
So
it doesn't totally
obviously Durant
you.
Won it with Westbrook. Yeah. And so right. And again, he's done all this so far essentially without Durant.
This whole run, Chris, I think yep. Durant's missed 15.
I think he played six, one of the games. One of
he
the
played
18.
One, the first
or
game
or
in the West games. Coast. Remember when they went 5-0?
Right.
I think he played in that first
was that
game.
Sacramento maybe?
Yep.
Yeah.
And that was it.
Right.
I mean,
right.
since then, I do,
and I've said, Robin, and I think we both have said, Durant's the best player on the team. But I hedged it a little bit, I don't know, a week or two ago. Like, man, this thing is close. Because obviously Durant is just such a silky, smooth, automatic scorer. But obviously Harden does more on the offensive end. And he can score as much as Durant. Now, defensively, he's not as good. But he's not the joke defensively that he used to be. You know what I mean? Like, he's putting forth effort defensively.
Yeah.
Like, Harden, that boy's bad, man. I'm with Charles. He might be the best player in the world.
And Charles said might. I give him that. You know what I mean? Like, he said
it wasn't
he
a hot
might
take.
Be.
Right.
Yeah, that's not a hot take to me. I think that's legit to say he might be the best player in the league right now.
Nobody's going to say Jokic is the best player in the league. I don't believe that. I don't believe anybody would say that.
No.
Maybe some of these analytics lovers, but
geeks, right.
Right. LeBron, okay, is LeBron playing? LeBron obviously does it more on the defensive end, especially this year. He's been playing well there. But Harden is having just as much success, and he doesn't have Anthony Davis, and he's balling out. Giannis, you know, Giannis got his issues. He got his warts, you know, so I think Barkley's right on the money.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
What's up, everyone? It's me, three-time NFL All-Pro Sean Merriman, and I have a new sports podcast called The Lights Out Podcast with Sean Merriman. This podcast is special to me as I get a chance to talk to some of the best who've ever done it on the field or the track. So whether it's talking to a Super Bowl champion or a NASCAR Cup Series champion, The Lights Out Podcast will bring it to you the only way I know how to. I'm giving you the best insight from the best who've ever done it. Listen to Lights Out with Sean Merriman on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Pirelli tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Pirelli test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
That's right. He don't play. He takes it to the house. NBA champion, Fox Sports Radio, NBA analyst, our man, Eddie House. What up, bro?
What's up, man? My favorite part of the day of a Wednesday, man, is hearing that music come on. I get my little two-step going. And no, we finna talk some good talk right now.
Yes. Let's look. Before we get to the NBA, how's your bracket looking? I'm assuming you did one.
Actually, you know, no, I didn't do one, man. I did not do one this year, to be honest with you, man. I didn't want to go through that misery, okay? Because yeah, I know everybody's miserable while it's going on. I just wanted to watch and enjoy college basketball because we didn't have it last year, the tournament. So I just wanted to actually just watch it, you know, with a clear mind and just see guys go out there and play and not be rooting for somebody to beat somebody. So I didn't feel one out.
That. I hadn't done it in years, and I was able to really enjoy it. But, you know, now we do it for Fox Sports Radio, so I had to do it.
But I agree with Eddie. I know what he's talking about. Yep. When you don't have anything on the line on the game, you can enjoy it differently.
Exactly.
And sometimes it takes away your enjoyment of the game. It does.
Yeah, it does. No doubt about it.
I agree. So, all right, we talked about Charles, but you saw Barkley's comments probably that Harden might be the best player in the world. Your thoughts?
Best player in the world. I mean, well, he's playing like it right now, you know, to be honest with you. And we know LeBron is, though, right? But LeBron's not on the floor right now because of injury. And we all say the best ability is availability. And one thing that LeBron has been available. And we know the old thing we say, out of sight, out of mind. Right now, with LeBron being hurt, you see his team not winning, and you see Brooklyn still doing what they're doing, and Harden playing as well as he's playing, you can make an argument. I just wouldn't give him the nod past LeBron. You know, I just haven't seen it yet, enough of it, you know, as far as, you know, in the big moments. But as of right now, I don't think there's nobody playing better basketball than James Harden. I mean, he's doing it all, though. So, there is nobody playing better basketball than him.
So you mentioned the Lakers and LeBron, his team losing, and who knows, they got this tough stretch. They could win two of the next 14 or 15 or three. You know, it just looks like the schedule's daunting. But what would you do if you're the Lakers? Do they need to make a move, Eddie, like for if Drummond is bought out? Or do they need to do something? Or what is the other one, Chris? Kyle Lowry?
Well, if they got Kyle Lowry, I think that'd be huge. I don't know
that they can do
that.
Would you do that, Eddie?
Well, I mean,
might give up Schroeder and KCP or something.
Right.
Yeah, well, I mean, I would do that in a heartbeat. You know, with Kyle Lowry, championship pedigree, a guy that you know that is a super smart point guard. He is a traditional point guard where he will get guys involved, but he hits the open shot. He hits the threes. He makes the right play. He defends. Yeah, I would do that in a heartbeat if you were able to do that. You don't want to put – I mean, the guys are hurt. You don't – and even if LeBron or AD don't get back, and it's just Kyle Lowry and one of, is that enough? Do you think that's enough?
If one of them doesn't get back, they don't
have a chance. That's what I'm trying to say. If one of them don't, even with Kyle Lowry, I still don't think that's enough. They have to be healthy for them to make a hard push in the playoffs, for them to have any kind of opportunity or any shot of winning it. I think if you don't have one of those key cogs in that engine, I think it's all bad for the Lakers.
Eddie, where are you at on the Clippers? They're 7-8 in their last 15 games. They've essentially played 500 basketball over the last 2 months. I'm a little down. I mean, they're still a good team. I still think they're probably the second best in the West to the Lakers. But they just aren't playing nearly as well as I expected them to play this year. And defensively, they're middle of the pack.
Yeah, I don't understand it. It's one of those things where it's weird because you look at them on paper and you say, man, they should be playing a whole lot better than they're playing. But then what you think about, it's almost like the same old Clippers. I went to a comedy show in L.A. back when I played for the Clippers, and it was a comedian named Rodman on there. And he said, the Clippers got all the talent, but they just don't mesh. You know, they just don't get it together. You know, and for whatever reason, it's almost like what he said way back in early 2000s is like what's happening right now. You would think that they got, you know, they got plenty of talent over there. I think they got a good coaching staff. They got really, really talented players over there. But for whatever reason, they're not putting it together. And I don't know. I can't put my finger on the reason why. You would think with Kawhi, with Paul George, with Patrick Beverley, they'll be out of this world defensively. But like you said, they're middle of the pack, so you can't explain that. You would think that with the abilities that they have on the offensive end, that they will be able to score with guys, score with teams when they need to score and be able to lock down, but that hasn't been happening. There, one thing about the Clippers, it's almost like the same old Clippers. They're consistently inconsistent right now.
I got to ask you, as a Clipper, so you were in the comedy club as a Clipper, and this dude's talking about the Clippers. How did you feel? Like, was that strange? What was that like?
No, because, man, I was coming through. I knew I wasn't going to be there in a couple of years. I was coming in and coming out. That was a showstop right there, you know?
And he didn't know you were there. It wasn't like he was like, oh, let me talk about the Clippers. I see Eddie Howe. He didn't know you were there,
no,
right?
He just went in. What he did, he compared us to the Atlanta Hawks back in the day, saying that, oh, yeah, they always got, because I think he's from Atlanta. He's like, they got so much talent. You got all these people that could do all these things, but they just don't mesh. You know, you just can't put it together.
I always remember Arsenio Hall. Do you remember that late Clippers joke?
He said
show?
He did it when he had his talk show, and he said something about it's the only time five brothers can't play basketball. You know, like it was something about the Clippers. Yeah, but he was like,
that's low down. I mean, they could play, just can't. For whatever reason, they just can't put it together, man. But this is
you're right though.
About
you
it,
look
right?
at some of the years they have had some talent.
They have had some talent, but look at this team, right? You would think that, man, they haven't put it together. They've been struggling, but they're still right there, you know? So that's
right. They're only like four games off the top spot. Right, right, right.
Yeah, they got a real shot. They just got to put it together.
As good as we say the West is, and obviously it's very good, I mean, outside of the Lakers, a healthy Lakers team, nobody's like a world beater. You know what I mean? I mean, Denver, yeah, they're good, but okay, you scared of Denver? Utah, they're good. You scared of Utah, Phoenix. You know what I'm saying? Like, they're all very close together. So the Clippers have a shot.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt.
All right, that's our man, E House. We appreciate it, brother. Thanks for the knowledge.
Thank you, man. Anytime, man.
All right, man. We'll talk to you next week.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of General tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their general tires, test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
All right, so Harden last night, they beat Portland. That's an impressive win. Portland needed a victory.
Got coming off kicked at home. Yep.
Absolutely. The Dallas before the game before. And Harden goes for 25 points, 17 dimes, and how many rebounds? Eight or something like that. But terrific game. He didn't shoot well, but still, 25 and 17. I don't care what you shoot. You win, we'll take that. And Charles Barkley, people jumped on us, Rob, first segment of the show. They thought we were just giving Harden way too much love.
Right, too much love.
You ain't heard nothing yet. Listen to what Charles Barkley says right now.
No disrespect to LeBron or Giannis or anybody. James Harden might be the best basketball player in the world, period. Listen, James has made some. That style in Houston was never going to win, but he has adapted and changed. I think he is a little bit better defensively. But for them to win games without KD and without Kyrie, you got to give that man some credit. And like I say, he is the most awesome offensive player I've ever seen. Listen, Michael and Kobe were better players from the guard standpoint. But as far as offensively, they couldn't shoot threes like him. They were not as great as dribbling the basketball, going to the basket, getting fouled. But we got to give that guy credit, man. He is an offensive machine, plain and simple.
All right, Rob, I'm just going to say it. Charles Barkley is a prisoner of the moment. And we praised Harden first segment. Right now, he's leading my MVP race. He is phenomenal and all-time great. But do not tell me he is the best offensive player ever. I'm sorry. Are you going to tell me he's a better offensive player than Michael Jordan?
No, I'm with you. I can't get with that. Right. Because it's not only, and as well as he's played, Chris, you just talked about it earlier. What about the clunkers, Charles, in the playoffs?
Thank you.
Those count. You can't. What are you denying them? I mean, those count.
I want to give you something, Robin. You remember this. When Michael Jordan played point guard, 11 games he played point guard in the 1988-89 season. I'm bringing this up for this reason. Because today, the best perimeter guy on a team, whether he's a point guard or not, all right, typically handles the ball all the time, okay? And Michael Jordan and none of the players back in that day in the 80s and 90s played that way, okay? They shot a lot. Jordan shot a ton. He shot pretty much more than anybody. But he didn't dominate the ball just dribbling all the time. Okay, and the one stretch of his career that I would say maybe you could say he played like some of these guys today as far as having the ball in his hands all the time was an 11-game stretch, Rob, in the 1988-89 season when Doug Collins, Sam Vincent was struggling at point guard. They put Jordan in at point because obviously he was their best player. And Doug Collins is like, look, we just need something. We need a spark. Rob, in 11 games, you should remember. Do you remember how many triple-doubles Michael Jordan had?
I don't remember, but I remember the move. I do remember it.
In 11 games, Rob, 10 triple-doubles.
Wow.
Including 7 straight. Obviously, it was going to be a long streak of straight triple-doubles when you got 10 of 11. Here were his numbers. 33.6 points a game. 11.4 rebounds, 10.8 assists, 2.9 steals, and 51% shooting. That's when he played like the guys today, where he's bringing the ball up the court, he's making all the decisions. I'm going to shoot it or I'm going to pass it to the guy that's going to shoot it. He averaged a triple-double. And, Rob, that was basically without the three-point line. You know what I mean? Right. I mean, it was there, but nobody was shooting the three.
Nobody was shooting the way they're shooting it now, right?
Right. Half of Harden's shots are three-point attempts. So you have to factor that in when you look at these gaudy numbers these dudes are playing. If they're taking 10, 11 threes a game and you hit 4 or 5 threes every game, then your numbers are going up. And so, I know that's a small sample size. But Rob, that's with hand checking, that's with physical play, that's without many three-pointers being shot, that's with guys hammering you when you went to the paint, that's with scores that were much lower than they are now. If Jordan played today, his numbers would be ridiculous.
You know what? You just reminded me, it's just like and Russell Westbrook with the triple doubles, Chris, and then you got to remind yourself that when Oscar Robertson was playing, no 3-point shot. You know what I mean?
Like, yep.
Yeah. I mean, it just says about what he was able to do during that time.
Yeah. And so obviously we both are incredibly impressed with James Harden, but to say he's the best offensive player, and I don't even want to hear they didn't shoot the three like him. Well, I mean, he didn't shoot threes much back then. So I don't know that you bring that into the comparison. You know, Harden is tremendous. Jordan got to the foul line a lot. You know, Kobe got to the foul line. Not as much as Harden, but they got to the foul line a lot. What couldn't Jordan do? Harden's not a better driver and finisher than Jordan. Now, he's a better point guard. I'll give you that. Even though Jordan, when he played point, had these gaudy numbers.
No, Harden's better.
Harden's
a
better
point
guard. Harden is more of a true point guard. Harden's really like a true point guard. I mean, he's going to score a ton. But the way he runs the offense, initiates the offense, gets everybody involved, he's really a true point guard. And I said this, Rob. This is some of the best point guard play I've ever seen. Are you with that?
Yes. I told you earlier in the show. I am so impressed by what James Harden has done. I'm marveling at it because it's just so different than the guy we've seen the last few years, Chris, right? Where all the offensive burden is on him. Dribble, 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 put up a three-pointer, try to get contact, free throws. You know, that's what the game was. This guy's a complete player, does so many things well. I've been overly impressed. To where James Harden now, to me, is must-see TV. If he's on, I'm putting the game on. I don't care who they're playing. I want to watch him play, and that's why I'm bummed out tonight. Because instead now, Chris, I'm not going to watch the game tonight. I'm telling you, I'm not going
to
watch the game.
No reason to, because there's no reason to. I hate to say it that way.
I know, but I wanted to watch the game, even though it was going to be him against Utah, you know what I mean?
Yep.
I still would have watched the game to see him play.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.